breathing in air. The fake ain't phony, they're just seeing impaired. Cause you believe what you see or believe what ain't there. The real world is twisted and to me it ain't fair. Cause greedy people seem...
Welcome to the Voices in My Head. The intro and outro music is Western Coast by the High Council. You can check them out on SoundCloud. Welcome back. You've been enjoying my podcast and YouTube channel. Please hit that like and subscribe button. Really appreciate it. Came across this crazy story out of Florida. Of course, this is Florida Man. However, the people weren't actually in Florida at the time of the arrest. They had actually had fled the country. So let's get into this. I am on the MiamiHerald.com. This article is dated October 6, 2023. The headline is, Using Fake Church, Florida Klan Sold Bleach as, quote, Miracle Cure. Dad, three sons going to prison. A father and his three sons, all convicted of selling a toxic bleach solution as a, quote, miracle cure through a fake online Florida church, protested their prison sentence imposed by a federal judge on Friday, saying the punishment was, quote, harsh. The sentencing hearing in Miami federal court took an unusual turn when the father, Mark Grenon, told the judge that he was actually the victim. He argued that his 1,152 days in custody, so that's pretty much 3 years, about 2.5, 3 years, amounted to kidnapping, and the U.S. government should compensate him $5.76 million for being, quote, held unlawfully. Yes or no, Grenon, 66, asked U.S. District Judge Cecilia Altanaga. That's a nonsensical question, Altanaga told Grenon. I won't answer that. In short order, Altanaga sentenced the father to 5 years in prison, fined him $5,000, and ordered him to pay $1,948 in restitution to victims of the Bradenton family scheme of selling, quote, mineral miracle solution to thousands of consumers across the country. The judge also sentenced one of his sons, Joseph Grenon, 36, to 5 years with no fine, but imposed the same restitution order. So basically, he was selling bleach as a cure. And I think this really started back during the biohazard of 2020. I remember reading stuff about this, that he was selling that. And I remember searching online forums and different sites that people were touting this bleach. And some of it was using pool chlorine, that they were saying to take the pool chlorine and dilute it down. And you drink that. I am open to all different types of alternative medicines. I do not like Big Pharma. I do not like the medical industrial complex. I do not trust doctors. I do not trust pharmaceutical companies. So I will look for alternative methods out there. And I think there are a lot of good alternatives out there than pharmaceuticals. At the same time, I have to be careful of those. I'm more open to the vitamins or the supplements. I can go to GNC or any local pharmacy, or even grocery stores will have these supplements. I will buy those. During the biohazard, I was taking vitamin D every night. I was taking, I don't know the exact dosage, but I was taking a lot. It was like three or four pills every night before I went to bed. And I remember after, I think it was 2022, I had some blood work and my doctor checked my vitamin D and she came back and said, it's a little too high. You want to cut back a bit. It wasn't super, super high, but it was above the normal range that they recommended. I'm all open for alternatives, whether it's ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, any of those, not just for the biohazard, but for multiple different type of issues those drugs can solve. And I'm open, I think as adults, we should be allowed to explore those options. These drugs are not harmful in and of themselves. Now, if you take way too much, any drug can be a problem. Just taking them and you don't have a disease, they're not going to harm you. I think allow people to take what they want. I'm very open about drug use. Marijuana, I think, should be legal. I think all drugs should be illegal. If it's your body, your choice, you should be allowed to decide if you want to smoke crack or do heroin. Personally, I don't get into that because that's not my thing. I just don't see the need for that. Now, doesn't mean that if I ever get diagnosed with cancer and I'm going through chemotherapy and I can't eat because I'm throwing up all the time, I may contact some friends that I know have some marijuana, and I may or may not try it just to help me out, just from that perspective. And we've seen all these drugs that are being outlawed. For one, marijuana, I've read articles that it's helping soldiers that come back from war with PTSD. And you just think it's a chilling agent. It just helps people relax. And if you have someone with PTSD because they're always on hyper alert, that can help them. The same thing with all these different hallucinogenics, whether it's the ayahuasca or any of these plant medicines that the Native Americans or indigenous people of North and South America, or even in the East, have been using for thousands and thousands of years. If that's what someone wants to try, go for it. And I've always thought about whether I wanted to try ayahuasca or something like that. Maybe I'm chickening out. I've never really seen the need, but I've always wondered whether I really want to do it. And I think people are adults, allow them to do what they want. Just that what I read about doing the chlorine or the bleach or the pool chlorine, I'm like, that sort of crosses the line for me. I'm not going to try that. But that's just common sense for myself. So let's get back to this. When the four family members were charged in 2020, the father and Joseph Grenon were hiding in Colombia, according to the federal authorities. The U.S. government sought their extradition. The Bogota government turned them over on the condition that they would only be charged with a conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government, which limited their punishment to a maximum of 5 years. Separate contempt of court charges were dismissed against them before trial. The father's other two sons were not as lucky to catch the break. The judge sentenced Jonathan Grenon, 37, and Jordan Grenon, 29, to more than 12 years in prison because they were convicted of the main conspiracy charge and a pair of contempt charges stemming from their violation of court orders to stop selling the dangerous mineral solution to the public. Jonathan was not fined, but his brother Jordan was ordered to pay $2,500. Both were also ordered to pay the same restitution as the other family members. So the two that ran off to Bogota actually caught a break because part of the extradition agreement was that they could only be charged for one crime. And I'm assuming because of the drugs, they didn't want to be charged for a drug crime, which is what I think really what they were going after, because they were selling a drug or a cure. And that's really what got them in trouble, is they were calling it a cure. If you look at all these different supplements, and if you go on to any of these companies that sell supplements, they do not say it will cure you of cancer or diabetes or anything. All it will say is it helps with this situation, or studies have shown that vitamin C helps cure the common cold, or vitamin D helps prevent you from catching a virus. And they may have the studies listed. And as long as you're just saying stuff that's factual, that studies have shown, they're not saying it will prevent you from getting any type of virus if you take a lot of vitamin D, but studies kind of have shown that. So and as adults, we should be allowed to do what we want. So I'm going to skip over a little bit, getting back down farther. At trial and during sentencing, prosecutors with the U.S. Attorney's Office portrayed the four defendants as con men who used a phony religious front on a website, the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, to sell $1 million worth of their, quote, miracle mineral solution in video pitches as a cure for 95% of the world's known diseases. From AIDS to coronavirus, they called it a scam for money. I'm probably thinking that way. Now, personally, since I've already said I don't trust the medical industrial complex or big pharma, I think we have things in nature that can heal us or prevent us from getting certain diseases, and big pharma doesn't want us taking those because they make very little money on those. You can easily buy supplements, certain vitamins or certain minerals that can help us. And I think that's the reason they don't want us to know those type of things. Once again, I'm a conspiratorialist. My conspiracy theory thinks that big pharma develops a drug for a disease and then releases that disease out in the wild so they can sell a drug. Or if they're about to lose a patent, they will start running a lot of advertisements for this drug so they can sell their drug before they lose their patent and goes to generics. Case in point, it was probably about 15 or 20 years ago. For a year, all I saw on TV was this ad for restless leg syndrome. And it was put out by the drug company that actually had a drug to solve that problem, and they were about to lose their patent, and it was about to go to a generic drug. And no one ever heard of restless leg syndrome until I started seeing the ads. And for years, they had it out there, but they had to artificially create a problem to get people to go to their doctors and say, oh, I think I have restless leg syndrome. I want a drug. And then they found out there was all types of side effects from that drug and eventually went to generic. So I think pharmaceutical companies are not above either promoting a real issue that's out there that they have a cure for, but 99.99% of the people don't have it, but they start running ads convincing people they do have it. Back to the article. This is a quote from the U.S. Attorney Michael Homer. The defendants preyed on many vulnerable populations, including children with autism. Well, the big pharma companies do the exact same thing. The problem is big pharma companies in bed with the FDA. It's the same people that run the FDA that runs the big pharma. So they're legally allowed to run these same type of scams. But let mom and pop try to come up and do the same thing. These big pharma companies don't like competition, so the feds come after them. Or at least that's my opinion. So I'm going to skip down a little bit to get into what this mineral miracle solution was. The article says, MMS is a chemical solution containing sodium chloride that, when mixed with water and a citric acid quote activator, turns it into a chlorine dioxide, a powerful bleach typically used for industrial water treatment or bleaching textiles, pulp, or paper. Now I'm going to skip over to a site called SelfHack, and this was written back in December 15, 2022. The headline is Five Interesting Uses of Chlorine Dioxide Plus Safety and Side Effects. And it gets into what is chlorine dioxide, its mechanisms, and then some of the uses. That is antimicrobial activity. Chlorine dioxide is frequently used to sterilize water and make it safe to drink. The maximum safe limit for chlorine dioxide in drinking water, according to the EPA, is 0.8 milligrams per liter. So it is safe to drink if you dilute it enough, according to the EPA, and it's used to sterilize water or to clean up water for you to drink. The real problem I think the Gannon family ran into was they were selling it as a cure. If they just said, hey, you drink this and it has health properties and here's studies and here's things and it's safe according to EPA and we're following the EPA guidelines, maybe they would not have gotten into problems with that. And as chlorine dioxide gas can go through bacterial cell membranes and cause cell death in certain amounts. So if once again, if you're not using it correctly, and then it's also used as a powerful disinfectant in most bleaches. A lot of hospitals will use bleach to clean their floors and because it gets rid of the bacteria. But drinking it, I don't know. It's also used for improving air quality, oral and dental health. There was a study that a mouthwash containing chlorine dioxide decreased bad breath. Once again, I mean, it's not a bad drug. I think they got into it as selling it as a cure rather than, hey, here's some health benefits. And we're not telling you to use it and we're not selling it. And we're not saying it's going to cure all your ails like the snake oil salesman, but it's just saying it can be used for certain things. Here's the second one. It's an antiviral. That chlorine dioxide is also an antiviral, destroys the proteins on the outside of viruses and degrades the virus. Chlorine dioxide gas is effective against human influenza, the flu, measles, human herpes, human adenovirus, no idea what that is, and influenza A in mice. So it has good properties if it's used correctly. Once again, this Gannon family was selling it as a cure-all for everything. And it may cure a lot of these things that they were saying. It's just that they can't say it and they were running afoul of the law. And even after the courts told them, you have to stop doing this, they did not. They kept on selling it. Kind of crazy. I'm sort of torn over this. I think all drugs should be legal. All recreational pharmaceuticals should be legal. That we're adults, we should be allowed to do what we want. At the same time, I do have a problem if they're saying something they cannot back up. And I realize there are a lot of gullible people out there, vulnerable people that will believe anything they see on the internet or TV. And with the biohazard of 2020, a lot of people were panicking and looking for any type of cure. And that was created by the government. Once again, I got my conspiracy theory hat on, my tinfoil hat. The government was hyping up how bad the biohazard was, and that basically, if you get it, you were going to die. And only a small fraction of people actually died, and they had multiple comorbidities. It was not just from the biohazard of 2020. That was not the only factor. People that all they had was that, 99.99% of those people recovered and went back to doing their normal life. Either way, these folks screwed up by touting it as a cure and then not listening to courts when they told them, even though not a big fan of Big Brother, but I realize they have more power than me and they got more guns and they will come out and arrest me and throw me in prison. And I don't want that. So I obey the laws because I'm allergic to prison. Very fascinating. Thanks for listening. I could run the whole block just from walking the line. Parking is prime, these are the thoughts of my mind. And I'm a straight rider, never stop at a sign. And I'm only slowing down if I'm stopping the sign. Six figures on a check before I'm jotting a line. It goes one for the money, two for the clothes, three for the honeys, and a four for the flows. Five O's and six...